Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi, and I'll be your host. And in this episode, we're going to tell you about all the different transportation options at Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. I'm joined at the table by our panel of experts, Client Services Manager for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Kevin Close.
Hi, everyone.
Agent Consultant for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Tracy Heinrichs.
Hi, everyone.
Agent for Dreams Unlimited Travel, Kristen Turner.
Hello.
And our producer, Craig Williams. So again, thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for being here. In this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about the different transportation options at Walt Disney World. I think most people know what these are. But specifically, we're going to talk about the transportation related to the resort and the theme park and what might work best for you when planning your trip to Walt Disney World and deciding on what resort to choose. So let's get started. What should we do? You want to just talk about the different types of transportation first?
Let's talk about getting from the airport first.
Yeah.
What are your options there? I mean, everybody knows about Magical Express.
I have to change the intro now.
Why?
Because I said it was just the transportation at Walt Disney World.
Oh. Well, we'll
start over, Craig.
We'll have Craig edit it later.
Okay.
Coming from the airport, everybody knows about Magical Express, so that's an obvious, and we've talked about that at nauseam. We don't have to go into how that all works, but people are recently they've added the minivans from the airport. I believe $150 each way. That's more than like a private car transfer.
And a private car,
but I have seen them operate in the airport. They show up. They wait to get your luggage. They wait for everything. The family's just kind of standing there and waiting for them to do. So, I mean, there's definitely some convenience to it.
Is it a maximum number of people, do we know? Is it up to four people?
Yeah, I guess it would be six. Unless, and then you would need to send two vans if it's more than that.
So I think six people and luggage, boy, that's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah. They're driving, most of them are Traverses now. Really? So I don't know if they have a little bit. Yeah, they recently changed them. I don't know if there's more luggage space in a Traverse. I don't have one. But
that's a mid-size SUV. That's not a full-size
SUV. That's not a full-size.
And that's crowded with six people
and
luggage.
Yeah, they seat seven people. So
yeah, not seven regular people.
No, exactly. That's exactly true. They fit two adults and five children. Also, Uber and Lyft is becoming ever more popular. You, I know, Kristen, you Uber from the airport. How much does it cost you?
Like $25,
$30. Yeah.
And it's so nice.
And then
so
you're not waiting for Magical Express and stuff. I could see it being, you know, more convenient for people. They arrive, and for a lot of families, I know the whole Magical Express thing is part of the, you know, the trip has started and part of the journey. I know a lot of people call it the Tragical Express when it takes you back to the airport. So
let me ask you about Uber. When did you actually call for your car? Did you actually initiate it?
I didn't call until I got over to where they pick you up, which I ended up regretting because it ended up taking like 12 minutes from
standing
there.
I would do it as soon as the plane landed.
As soon as you get out of the plane, I think as you start walking over there, it would probably be a good time.
At least off of the monorail system to before you get your luggage.
Yeah. I think that would probably be a good time to get it. Also, I wanted to note, if you do a Lyft or Uber, you wouldn't have a car seat. With the minivans, you would.
Right.
But I did just find out on Uber that you can actually choose a car seat. Like, there's, I don't know how to do it. I just saw this other woman doing it, and I'm sure some people know. And I think it costs a little bit more.
I've seen it in the app where you can go for extras, and one of the extras is a car seat.
And did it cost like $10
more?
Yeah,
it was like, this was in New York City. It was $10, so.
Yeah, I think it's $10 more and you can get a car seat. And I think I read that it was only forward-facing car seats. So some people will, I think that's.
So if you have an infant that's in a rear.
Yeah, I think that, so it would kind of be for a little bit older.
Right.
Older kids. So, and you don't need a car seat on Magical Express, obviously. So that's something to consider.
So as you were, let's talk about the parks now.
Well, I was going to say, also you touched on this, there are private car services. We have a relationship with FL Tours. That's one of the ones
I've used
that you,
them several times.
Yep. You can get them and they get a private car service. And they're great. They'll meet you there and, you know, have a sign for you and handle all your luggage and take you over. It's a little more expensive. You know, it's more of a luxury choice.
They stop for you, stop somewhere if you want them to.
They will. Yep.
One grocery stop if you like. So if you're going to go stop and pick up water or diapers or something, you can stop at a grocery store and do that. So that's an option for sure. I think that what's happened is Uber, Lyft, Magical Express has done away with a lot of the private car services. Mm-hmm. Unless you have an unusual situation where you need a big SUV or a big van for extra luggage and extra people, I think that people are opting for these other ones instead.
And I think some people are not, you know, some people come from areas where there isn't Uber or Lyft. So they're a little more leery to use the service. They don't necessarily understand it or know how it's going to work and have a different comfort level. So I think minivan fills that need for those people as well, because it's Disney operated and it just feels a little more. Yeah.
So cast members drive those, and they also are kind of fun. If, depending on where you're going, if you're going to Wilderness Lodge, they can actually play a little Wilderness Lodge soundtrack. And so they're a little more fun, but when it comes down to actually on property pricing, it's more expensive than Uber.
How's the minivan pricing working? I know it used to be a flat fee.
Now it's $15 plus distance, and that is coming out to be more than Uber and more than probably the flat $20-$25 that they were charging before. Because I looked at some rates online and people were comparing, and just it was coming out to $30, $40 just on property. And
they also have much bigger vans now also.
Yeah.
Handicapped accessible vans.
They do have a handicapped accessible that you can request as well.
Let's talk about getting the minivan. How do you get one when you're on Disney property and you're ready to go from place to place?
It's done through the Lyft app. So Disney has paired with Lyft for the service. So the guys at the resort, either luggage services or if there's a valet, they're very well versed in how it works and they can help you the first time. So you would download the Lyft app, and then once you're on property, the minivans come up as an option. I don't know if there was something that had to be done, because the guy at the resort did it for me. But like I said, at the resort, it doesn't work until you're here anyway. Mm-hmm. So they would take care of it, and you can just pull it up and you can use the minivan and choose minivan as a car option, like you were talking about.
And another great thing about the minivans is where they drop you off.
Right.
So it's typically a better location closer to the front of the park, or can come directly to your building at your resort, campsite, that kind of thing.
They have better access for sure.
Drive right up to Savannah. Animal Kingdom, that part.
And so if you're taking an Uber or Lyft to the Magic Kingdom, you're getting dropped off at Ticket and Transportation, or maybe you could get dropped off at one of the Magic Kingdom resorts. But if you're taking a minivan, there's a spot for them right at the bus loop at the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, wow, that's great.
So that they're really a lot more convenient. And like Kristen had said, they can pick you up at your building. If you're staying at the campsites, I know we had my mom there with a scooter, and they said they can send an accessible right to our site. And because they have more access to where they can go and more specific. So when we are on site, we've used them. Like, I've used them more than once, especially now. I've talked before how we always rent cars when we come here. Now with the parking fee, we are sometimes weighing that out. And sometimes it's worth not renting a car and just paying for the occasional Uber or minivan service. And so we'll use minivan depending on where we're going. If we're in an obscure spot where it'd be hard to get Uber or Lyft, if I'm at the front of a resort, I'm going to use Uber or Lyft because it's less expensive, you know, going front of resort to front of resort. If I need to get to a park or I know the drop-off area is a little farther, or there's some other thing, I'll use minivan for that. So there's lots of options for getting around. And of course, there's the free transportation, because that's what everybody's yelling. I know people are at home yelling right now, what about the buses? The buses are awesome. And they are. But sometimes I just want to get places faster. Can be hard going from resort to resort.
Resort to resort is impossible.
Right. And so I'm not transferring anywhere. I'm not taking more than one bus. I could also see it's hard if you've got, you know, strollers or other stuff to carry with you. There's a lot to it.
If you're in a hurry.
Yep. If you're, you know, running late for a reservation or something, it's good for that. And the buses, as you know, all the resorts have bus transportation, so they will take you around property just like any bus system, a little longer than.
Yeah. There's also a chance if you're in a busy spot that the bus will fill up.
Mm-hmm. You have to wait for a second bus or something like that.
Yeah.
So also depending on where you're staying, there's resort specific transportation. Right. Let's talk a little bit about that. The most popular one is the monorail, right? No.
Yes, I don't care. It is my favorite.
Okay. Are we all right? Is everything okay?
Yeah.
So the monorail. So if you're staying on one of the monorail resorts, the monorail's great. A lot of fun. It's its own ride. It's air conditioned in the summer. And it's a great ride over. Yep. But, you know, you run into the same issues as you do with the bus. It could fill up, mm-hmm. and you could have to wait for another one to go around. But I think that if you're on the monorail loop, that's the best way to go. You yes. don't want to walk down to a bus stop.
There's also the boat launches.
Mm-hmm. The boats, that's right, from the resorts around the Magic Kingdom. They all have boat. You can take boat or monorail. And typically, if you're at the monorail resorts, they don't have a bus to the Magic Kingdom. The monorail is the way to get there, or the boat. Wilderness Lodge, yeah. The campground has boats.
The Contemporary, you can walk to the Magic Kingdom.
True. If you're in the Epcot area, there's the friendship boats over there that mm-hmm. go to the Swan and Dolphin. And
yep.
So basically,
and now they're going to have the Skyliner.
Yes. When you're thinking about where to stay, the transportation option becomes important. So if you think you're going to spend a lot of time at the Magic Kingdom, then obviously the monorail and Wilderness Lodge are going to be the easiest form of transportation to get, or easiest resorts to stay at for that park. And the same goes with Epcot and Hollywood Studios. If you spend most of your time over there, those three resorts are going to be the best for that.
Right. And so you can take the boats. Even you can walk quite easily. And I mean, I say I can walk, so you know it's an easy walk. Mm-hmm. You know, through the International Gateway. Is that what the International Gateway is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
To the back end of Epcot. I know some people walk to the studios. I do not. I have done it.
No,
it was like a death march. I'll never do it
again. Exactly.
But you can. But there's, you know, the friendship boats. So we find that that's a great area for us to stay now, because we spend most of our time between Epcot and the studios, with maybe occasional visits to the Magic Kingdom or Animal Kingdom. I also like how kind of central it is there. Like, I find if I stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge, I'm close to the Animal Kingdom, but everywhere else kind of seems a bit like a drive, and everything from there is bus. All the value resorts, it's all bus transportation at this point. As Kevin mentioned, the gondolas are coming, mm-hmm. so that will change a bit. At the moderates, for the most part, it's buses, except for the Port Orleans resorts. Riverside and French Quarter both offer a boat to Disney Springs, which is mm-hmm. a nice advantage as well. Especially, I like that when I'm on a trip where I don't think I'm going to spend a lot of time in a park. I like being able to go to Disney Springs by boat, not to worry about parking and the buses and stuff like that.
Saratoga Springs also offers that boat that goes to Disney Springs, and it's become popular to stay there if you really want to spend a lot of time mm-hmm. at Disney Springs.
Mm-hmm. You could rent a car. There's an yep. option to rent a car and drive yep. around. Again, a lot of different things that you can do. Kristen, for you and your family, do you ever rent a car, or do you just do Disney transportation?
Always Disney transportation. And I usually tell people, you don't need a car if you're here. Let Disney do the work. They know where they're going. They aren't going to get lost. It's free when you're staying on property. If you really hate it, then maybe you can rent a car on property. But yeah. I think for the most part, you're going to figure out how to get around.
Yeah. And that's the thing for us. Like, we rented a car always. We don't always, when we rent a car, we don't always take it to every park. Like, I think if you're not staying in a Magic Kingdom resort, like, you don't want to be driving to the Magic Kingdom, because you're parking it, taking a transportation right. center, taking the tram, taking a boat. So I don't, you know, I would not take my car to the Magic Kingdom, but a lot of the other parks we do. Or if we want to go to a different resort, we want to go to a restaurant, we go to Disney Springs, we also will go offsite. So sometimes families will come and rent a car because they plan on eating some meals offsite. So the cost of the car can help balance some mm-hmm. of the food budget.
Shopping offsite,
yeah. You know.
There are other attractions in Orlando.
Right. If you do want to go to other areas, you know, there's that to consider as well. If you're planning on going to Legoland, you definitely will need a car to go to Legoland, or a shuttle. But, you know, a shuttle is going to charge per person. So, you know, there's definitely really two thoughts on car. There's the diehards wouldn't be here without a car, and then the others who are just like, we just want to right. put the keys, you know, leave the keys at home and just get on the buses. And that's definitely part of it. Yeah. What I always find funny is that people who never ride a bus anywhere, and you see them every time you're here, you notice them on the bus, they're not really quite sure how buses work. Because there's some people who don't have a major transportation system in their city, or
don't have a need
because of their life, they don't have a need for one. Like, I haven't been on a bus in years where I live. So for some people, they're completely overwhelmed by the whole thing and can't believe that they have to wait and then how long it takes. And so for those people, having control of their own transportation can sometimes make or break
that,
it.
I was shocked they let other people on the bus. You mean this isn't just for me? I don't understand.
Yeah. It's like, I'm on now. Why aren't you driving?
Exactly. Let's go, sir. I have places to go.
Chop, chop.
So they now at all the bus stops, they have the TVs that tell you when the next bus is coming to, mm-hmm. which is nice. And it's supposed to be accessible on the app.
I don't know if they've done it at all resorts yet, but yeah. We were at the Poly. We saw it. So on the app, there was a spot that I could go and I could see when the next bus was coming. For each park.
Which is nice. If you're in your room, you're like, let's just hang out for a minute.
Oh, yeah, that is really good.
Yeah, so.
But I don't think also, it's rolled out everywhere
I
yet.
Don't, yeah, I think they're still working out the kinks on that.
That's nice, but, too. We have Kathy Whirling always says that when she goes, she if she doesn't plan the day, she lets the buses decide.
Mm-hmm. Bus roulette, she calls it.
Bus roulette. So yeah. The next bus is going to go to a certain park. That's when you get on, and mm-hmm. that's what you do for the day. So that's neat.
Yeah. So there's lots of ways to get around. And I think what we want to get you thinking about, people really underestimate how big Disney World is. Like, it is a city upon itself. And so, you know, you wouldn't stay, if you went to New York City, you're not going to stay in Jersey if you want to be in Times Square, right? You know what I mean? So it's kind of the same idea. If you know you're going to spend all your time at Magic Kingdom, and you either have to know that I need to stay at a value resort for budget, which means more time, mm-hmm. or I'm going to stay for convenience. So budget and convenience are always kind of outweighing each other.
If you're one of those people who doesn't want to rent a car for the entire time, there actually is a car rental rate on mm-hmm. Disney property. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted a car for the day, for instance, if you want to go to the beach,
yep.
You can rent a car right there. It's right in front of the Magic Kingdom.
Alamo and National both work out of there. And if you're looking for it online, I would definitely suggest booking in advance because you'll almost always get a better rate. And if you're looking for location, they call it Walt Disney World Car Care Center. Mm-hmm. So it can be hard to find. But if you look at it under that, you can. You can rent just for the day. And that would also be a great way to not have to pay that new parking fee.
In busy times, that can be difficult to book. Because we tried it one time to just book for the day to go to the beach and couldn't get one. So if you're coming at a...
It's not like you're at the airport and there's hundreds and hundreds of cars. It's mm-hmm. a small facility. It has a limited number of vehicles.
And they do have a shuttle. So if you're staying at Art of Animation and you've rented a car for the day, you arrange the shuttle either the day before, or I think they ask that you give them at least an hour. And then they have a shuttle that will come to the resort, pick you up, take you to the car rental facility, and then they will return you back to the resort after. Mm-hmm. And it's a free service. You know, we just tip the driver. And I can tell you, we've rented from that car care center twice in recent months, and they are phenomenal. They are so friendly, so helpful, really accommodating. They have people who work outside, and they'll help you load and unload your car, and they're really doing it right. I met the manager the last time I was there. I can't remember his name, but they're really doing it right over there. So don't be afraid to do that. They make it really easy.
Excellent. All right. So we know that, you know, if you want to stay, if you want to go to the Magic Kingdom, there's certain resorts to go to certain resorts because of the mm-hmm. monorail and things like that. What happens if you're going to do all the parks? What's the best resort to stay at? Money's not the issue. It's that you want to be able to have access to all of them the easiest.
I think I like the area of the boardwalk because I find it kind of central on property. So what I'm looking at is not necessarily my transportation options, but my distance to each park. Mm-hmm. So I find it to be kind of the most central. You do have easy access from there to Epcot and the studios. So that gives you easy access to two parks. And you're kind of in the middle between Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom. Disney Springs is close by. So I like that area. Money's not an object. I would stay in one of the three boardwalk resorts. If money is an object and you're looking at a value, I like Pop. I find that Pop is nice and central as well. It's kind of... It's not as central as but close. It's really close there. Yeah. And I find that I'm kind of an equal distance almost. And I'm, you know, kind of closer to the studios, not too far from Epcot. It's not a crazy drive anywhere. I find the drive from like Animal Kingdom Lodge to the Magic Kingdom seems like you're going opposite.
Because there's no direct route.
Right, exactly.
It's crazy because you got to go around and around.
And so sure. I find kind of being central.
Kristen, what do you say? What would your answer be?
I like the Polynesian because if you're in the Polynesian, you can always walk over to the Transportation and Ticket Center and go to the Epcot from there. So you don't have to do the whole switcheroo of the monorails.
Right.
So we just did that in October.
And that's the best monorail ride. Mm-hmm. That's the best ride in any theme park, in my opinion, is the Epcot monorail going at Epcot.
Years. Yep. The best ride in any of the parks is the monorail
and
from...
a great view of the of property.
Mm-hmm. Take ahead, I apologize. Transportation Center to Epcot.
I just think that it's... almost depends on where you're at in life, because I think that we are at the Magic Kingdom a lot right now, and so and we go to Epcot, but when we get older and we do spend more time over there,
and she looked at me when I get as old as Tracy,
I'll agree with her. I will when I have older kids, and I'll agree more with her. But right now, the Magic Kingdom on the transport on the monorail, the Contemporary, I love the Contemporary because it's all one building too, so you just go down the elevator to the fifth floor, and you don't have to walk to the main building unless you're in the Garden Wing or Bay Lake Tower. But it's all one building, all easy too. And then you can walk to the Magic Kingdom. So as far as transportation, I prefer to be closest to the Magic Kingdom. And so those two are my favorites, the Polynesian and the Lagoon. And I like the Wilderness Lodge too, because it kind of gets you there at a little bit cheaper price.
So you pick like four.
It's like her children. She can't pick a favorite.
I'm going to put Craig into the conversation. Craig, what would you do? Money's no object. You're going to be at every park through your whole vacation. Where are you going to stay? Don't say Universal.
No.
Home.
I would say my house.
It's tough. I would probably say Contemporary for me, just because of the walking to Magic Kingdom, and then being able to do the monorail to Epcot too. With the resort one, you only have one stop right from there, so then you pop on that and get over. I would say that with how bad Hollywood Studios is right now, there's no convenient way of actually getting into that park, whether it's by bus or minivan or
the new entrance lift. Is off of I-4, I think. Get into the studios off of I-4.
It's just a complete mess. And then the same goes with Animal Kingdom. Even if you stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge, there's no convenient. Mm-hmm. You have to just either bus or park at Animal Kingdom. So, yeah, with that, I would say Contemporary. That would be mine.
Awesome.
Craig, were you Disney bounding today? Or like every time I see you on screen, you remind me of Kermit.
I was thinking Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. It's like you just have a look about you today.
Yeah, I think it's Darby O'Gill, but
okay.
I guess no it's all idea of who them. That is. It's he had little people. Don't worry.
Okay.
Kevin, how about you? What was your thing?
I'm gonna. This hurts me to say it. Hurts me, but I agree with Tracy.
Oh.
But for a different reason.
Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear that? It was angels singing.
I think it's central on property. I also think that your proximity to different dining options, you've got several hotels as opposed to one, and there's the boardwalk.
Yes.
So there's some nighttime activity. I think that's a very central location. I think staying at the Swan and Dolphin, the boats are there also. This is by no means my favorite hotel. If I was going to pick my favorite hotel, I would pick the Wilderness Lodge. But that's not the question that was at hand. What's the easiest transportation? I would say somewhere around the boardwalk.
Excellent. Everybody has different reasons. They have different opinions of it. But what do we think about the Skyliner? Is this going to change the way people book hotels now? Are these hotels going to be much more popular because they're on the Skyliner?
I think so. I think Pop and Art of Animation prices will go up. They'll be harder to get to book. And Caribbean Beach was, you know, it was always the easy one to get. It was the last one to fill up. I think it's going to be more popular now. It's not going to be discounted like it used to be, I don't think. So I can't wait to see the cute little gondolas on there, because right now they just look scary, like wiry and sharp.
Right.
Sharp.
Like a tetanus shot waiting to happen.
I'm like, you got to get something
wiry
cute
and sharp.
They do. They just look scary, like they would electrocute you.
I'm in a wait and see mode.
Yeah, me too.
Right now, they're kind of foreboding. These things are not.
They're intrusive.
They're not cute and cuddly.
Yeah, they just look, they're not
they're
at ugly. All.
They're kind
eyesore.
Of foreboding. We'll see.
We also don't know, you know, how efficient it's going to be, how quick it's going to be. I mean, are they going to go 45 miles an hour on that little rope?
Like, are you?
How hot are they going to be?
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, if I'm thinking those buckets should tip out.
Is they're not air conditioned.
Mm-hmm. That's where I'm stuck on it.
I think they're going to be little hot boxes in the summer.
Yes, Like with
they better get swinging. Like when you go around the corner, you like, should flip out.
Like they better go fast because I need a breeze. Like
the Ferris wheel in Disneyland.
Yeah, like, Mickey's Fun Wheel of Death. Yeah. Oh my God,
no. I hope not. I sure hope not. So yeah, I think that's going to be a game changer coming up. People are going to start to do that just to stay on that.
I also skyline did, line. I know we've beaten the subject to death, but I think to myself, what did they hold? Six people? So it's not like there's going to be a stop and they're going to load up. They don't seem
efficient.
That's the word I was looking for. Again, this is all
speculation.
I don't know.
I can't remember that. I saw on the board somebody who seemed to be in the know and had done a comparison about how fast they would load and how many people. And I seem to recall the result was it's considerably faster than a bus. Just because of the way
continuous load
of it.
Well, that's true at any of the rides. I don't know
who did that. Was it Ryan Teets who did it, maybe?
Maybe.
Somebody had done it on the boards, and it really, it was like, huh. It kind of made me think about it differently, but I can't get past the no air conditioning thing.
Like, maybe they're really going to have air conditioning.
And that's like, but don't the monorails at Disneyland, they're not.
They have windows that open.
They have windows that open. This, like, it just seems not safe to have windows with all those sharp things that was talking about.
Well, I mean, they used to swing people over Tomorrowland in nothing but a bucket that had no windows.
True. That's what the guy kept saying at Caribbean Beach yesterday. Oh, they're going to be like the Skyliners from... He basically said they're the same thing. I'm like, not quite the same thing.
I can't imagine them having an open area where someone could get out.
I also, right. I think I they're going to look it. More no. like a ski lift kind of thing.
That's what I imagine.
See, and that's the part that kind of scares me. Well, first not of all, like just that I've seat. Never been on a ski lift ever. I should qualify it.
Well, they have
it.
Those ones that
but
are...
But like, they seem like they come so fast. So, like, if I'm too slow getting in, is it just going to keep going?
We had this conversation on the Tuesday show. If you've ever been anywhere where they are, they come in, but there's a very large swoop where they're filling. So there might be like, I'm going to guess six cars are backed up. So this first car starts out slow, but the next car comes around. So you'll have time to walk to it and get on it because it's a backed up system. It's not like it's just continuously.
So there's not going to be me hanging.
Right. No one's going to throw you into the one that's coming.
Or like, you know, going to get off. I missed. I can't get off now. I'm too scared.
It's like getting on the Doom Buggy at the Haunted Mansion. I mean, they slow down, you get on it.
I think it's going to be slower than that, though.
I hope so, because sometimes I don't make it.
Not that one.
That's like me getting on an escalator.
It's all speculation, and all we've got to go by is the drawings and hearsay. So.
Yeah, I'm with Kevin on that one. Oh, my God, that's two agreements in one show.
I know. What's going on?
And on that note, we should probably end it.
Yeah, so it can only go down
from
here.
It's like saying Beetlejuice three times.
Exactly. All right, thank you guys for helping me out with that conversation. Thank you, everybody at home, for listening, watching. We hope you have a great week, and we hope you have a great vacation.